Following the child sexual abuse case against former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, there was bipartisan cooperation to pass new laws to protect Pennsylvania's children. During the ongoing opioid crisis, there's been a bipartisan effort to reduce the flow of legal painkillers that can lead to addiction to illegal opioids while increasing access to treatment. Now, in the wake of growing school violence, state elected officials on both sides of the aisle are taking up gun reform proposals. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Governor Tom Wolf about bipartisanship.
So my question is this. Can there be a similar energy, a determination to get behind efforts to address gun violence in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I'm already seeing that. It's actually a heartening consequence of a really tragic situation in Parkland. But at the state level, there's already bipartisan work on legislation to change our gun laws, and I think there's a real effort throughout the United States, but here to get the federal government to get serious about school safety, that there's a whole generation of children who and families now who live with the specter of school shootings and are saying, you know, let's do something about this. Let's stop saying it's hard and actually get moving on this.
So what's the approach? Not trying to come up with some sort of panacea, one piece of legislation that solves this problem, but rather this particular measure and this particular measure that can get bipartisan support that are reasonable and helpful steps?
You started with the parallel with the opioid epidemic. I think you're right. This is a time for people in both parties, all parts of Pennsylvania, to get together on an issue that has to do with our children. And it has a potential impact and a real impact all over the Commonwealth. So here are some of the things that I think we ought to be looking to do and are looking to do, and I'm seeing going on here in this building. There's bipartisan support for things like stopping people who have been convicted of domestic violence from having firearms. We ought to be banning militarized weapons like AR-15s. And the reason some of those things ought to be at the federal level is because you need to make sure that one state doesn't do something and then the neighboring state doesn't. And so basically you don't have any teeth in that legislation.
What can, maybe some specifics, that the state can and should do from your perspective that you don't have to wait on the federal government to do?
We ought to stop domestic abusers from having firearms. We can do that at the state level. We ought to ban bump stocks. That's going to happen at the federal level. I think the president supports that, but I think we ought to be doing that here. We ought to get rid of the gun show loophole here in Pennsylvania, ensure the people who get guns at gun shows actually go through the proper background checks. These are concrete things that the state can do without waiting for the federal government to do the things that the federal government ought to do. But that still doesn't relieve the federal government of the obligation to take a strong look at things like getting militarized weapons out of the hands of civilians, that we have a strong universal background check. That's a federal issue.
This has been going on for, I believe, several years now, that the state has awarded grants to school districts to enhance security, and those grants could be used for equipment, such as metal detectors, or even security personnel, resource officers. How extensive has the program been? Is there any assessment of this program itself?
You're right. They've been going on for some time. It's the Department of Education, the state police, work with school districts to make sure that they're doing everything they can do to ensure the safety and security of their students. Are there things that they could do beyond that? Maybe. And that's why I think a task force would be a useful exercise at this point to say, is there something else that we ought to be doing? Are there resources that the state ought to be sharing with school districts to allow them to do the things that even now they want to do but can't afford to do? So I think those are all good reasons why, you know, we ought to look at what we're doing, see how it's been working, and then see if there are other things that we ought to do.
Would Republican legislative leadership be a part of that task force?
Absolutely. This has to be a bipartisan thing. And all the issues, the items that I mentioned that are already in process here in Harrisburg, all have a bipartisan flavor to them.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.